Welcome to Shibe Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Harry Simpson. Batting second. The second baseman, Bobby Avila. Batting third. The third baseman, Al Rosen. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Luke Easter. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ray Boone. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mike Garcia. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Mike Garcia. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Eddie Joost. Batting second. The first baseman, Ferris Fain. Batting third. The center fielder, Dave Philly. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Gus Zerniel. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Elmer Vallo. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Hank Majeski. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Pete Suter. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joe Astroth. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Alex Kellner. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Alex Kellner. And now, play ball. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson strikes out. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Philly. Avila reaches second base with a double. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Avila scores. It's 1-0, Indians. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rosen moves to third. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell takes first base on ball four. Doby moves to second. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is gone. A grand slam home run. It's 5-0, Indians. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone takes first base on ball four. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Philly who is chasing the ball. Hegan reaches third base with a triple. Boone goes all the way around to score. It's 6-0, Indians. Dick Fowler now pitching. Mike Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia bunts towards the mound. Fowler fields it and throws to first for the out. Hegan scores. Two outs. It's 7-0, Indians. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 0-for-1 in the game. Simpson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost strikes out. One out. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Philly moves to second. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Avila takes first base on ball 4. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rosen hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Philly. Rosen reaches second base with a double. Avila goes all the way around to score. Rosen moves to third. It's 8-0, Indians. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Doby takes first base on ball 4. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Mitchell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Astroth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Easter hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rosen scores. Doby moves to third. It's 9-0, Indians. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Boone hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Doby scores. Easter moves to second. It's 10-0, Indians. Merle Combs pinch runs for Ray Boone. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Hegan hits a fly ball into right field. Vallo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 0-for-0 in the game. He's got one RBI. Garcia hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Majeski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Merle Combs now playing shortstop. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Avila settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Astroth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Astroth hits a ball on the ground towards short. Combs fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dick Fowler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fowler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Combs fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 0-for-2 in the game. Simpson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0 for 1 in the game. Joost strikes out. 1 out. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0 for 1 in the game. Fain hits a ball on the ground towards short. Combs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Philly hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Zerniel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Philly moves to second. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0 for 1 in the game. Vallow hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila misplays the ball. That's an error on Avila. Philly moves to third. Zerniel moves to second. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0 for 1 in the game. Majeski hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Dobie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobie is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Dobie hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Astroth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Mitchell hits a line drive into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 5 RBIs. Easter takes first base on ball 4. Merle Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Johnny Berardino now playing second base. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0 for 1 in the game. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Garcia fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Joe Astroth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Astroth is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Astroth hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Dick Fowler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fowler is 0 for 1 in the game. Fowler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Hegan strikes out. 1 out. Mike Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Garcia hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 0 for 3 in the game. Simpson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0 for 2 in the game. Joost hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0 for 2 in the game. Fain hits a line drive into right field. Simpson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Philly takes first base on ball 4. Joost moves to second. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Zerniel hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Berardino settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo is 0 for 2 in the game. Vallo hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rosen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino hits a pop-up towards short. Joost settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Doby hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Zerniel. Doby reaches second base with a double. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Fridley now playing left field. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0 for 2 in the game. Majeski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Combs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0 for 2 in the game. Suter strikes out. Two outs. Joe Astroth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Astroth is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Astroth hits a fly ball into left field. Fridley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Bevan now playing third base. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 5 RBIs. Easter is hit by the pitch. Merle Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0 for 1 in the game. Combs hits a fly ball into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Hegan hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Zerniel. Hegan reaches second base with a double. Easter moves to third. Mike Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Garcia strikes out. Two outs. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 0 for 4 in the game. Simpson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Easter scores. Hegan scores. It's 12 to nothing, Indians. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 0 for 1 in the game. Berardino hits a fly ball into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 12, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Barney McCuskey now playing right field. Harry Simpson now playing first base. Dick Fowler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fowler is 0 for 2 in the game. Fowler strikes out. One out. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Joost hits a ball on the ground towards short. Combs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0 for 3 in the game. Fain hits a ball on the ground towards short. Combs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 12, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Sherry Robertson now playing second base. Pete Suter now playing shortstop. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Rosen takes first base on ball 4. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Doby hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Vallo. Doby reaches second base with a double. Rosen moves to third. Jim Fridley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fridley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rosen scores. Doby moves to third. It's 13-0, Indians. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey hits a fly ball into right field. Vallo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Doby scores. One out. It's 14-0, Indians. Merle Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0 for 2 in the game. Combs hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Robertson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 2 for 4 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Suter fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 14, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Lou Brissy now pitching. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Philly hits a fly ball into right field. McCuskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Zerniel hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo is 0 for 3 in the game. Vallo takes first base on ball 4. Hal Bevan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bevan hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 14, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Brissy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brissy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Brissy for the out. One out. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Simpson hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 0 for 2 in the game. Berardino hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Robertson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 14, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0 for 3 in the game. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Astroth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Astroth is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Astroth hits a fly ball into right field. McCuskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kai Thomas pinch hits for Dick Fowler. Kai Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Simpson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 14, and Philadelphia Athletics, 0. Goodbye from Shive Park in Philadelphia.